Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
Friar Friday interview, and it is time to visit with Padres outfielder Brandon Lockridge. Happy to have him as our Padre guest today. And I think the timing's pretty good, guys. Brandon, I mean, that hit the other night kind of sealed the victory over the Angels in the eighth inning there. And I know every player wants to contribute. That had to feel pretty good standing on first base after driving in those two.
Yes, it absolutely did. It's always a great night when you can contribute to this team and, you know, help a win, you know, so it was awesome.
Locke, I got to ask you, man, your first season really playing this role at the big league level, and you seemingly have adjusted very, very well. Getting some of that consistent playing time in there, I'm sure, helped before you went down with the injury. But how have you felt like you've adjusted to this role and getting yourself ready each and every time you may need to get into the game?
Yeah, it's definitely – I guess it's just a bit of comfortability that just comes with the experience, you know. Last year, you know, getting a little taste towards the end of the season and, you know, games that were obviously extremely meaningful, you know, I feel like that really helped me adjust to, you know, the start of this season, just kind of being around the guys and seeing how everybody went about their business. You know, we had a very professional team that, you know, just did things the right way last year, and it's really helped guide me and, you know, how to prepare each day, kind of the mindset to come into each day. And, you know, the level of comfortability I have, you know, grown into this year has really helped me. So,
yeah, Brandon Lockridge has been a big part of, you know, this Padres start to this season. And I have a feeling you're going to be a bigger and bigger part. Brandon, I have an interesting thought, and I don't know if I'm right. So if not, just tell me that I misread the situation. You visited with us in spring training down in Peoria. We sat down outside there on the benches, you know, outside the little cafeteria there. Anyway, we had a nice, great conversation. We talked to you about making the team. And you said, if I recall, that you thought you had done everything possible to make the team. You were excited about it. You know, you felt like you'd given it everything you could. But you also said, I hope that they noticed, kind of thing. You know, that's what you were. And my point is, I don't know that you 100% really believed your name was going to be on that opening day roster until it was. Is that kind of where you were at that time? And you know, what did being on that opening day roster mean to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I was extremely hopeful. You know, I knew I could sleep at night knowing I had done about everything that I felt like I could do.
Yeah.
As a player, and at the end of the day, that's, you know, whether that's in my preparation and, you know, my actual play on the field, that's really about all I can control. So, you know, to be told that morning that I had made the opening day roster, it was, you know, rather emotional to say the least. But, you know, so full of excitement and, you know, it was just an incredible experience in general. But, yeah, I would say I thought it was 50-50. Like, it could have went either way. We had an unbelievable competition for, you know, the couple spots that were available. And, you know, I was just super thankful that, you know, they recognized my play in spring training and rewarded it. And, you know, obviously nothing's given. So, you know, you got to earn it every single day. And, you know, that's kind of my mindset going forward. So,
Brandon Lockridge joined us, Padre outfielder, having a good season with this ball club right now. Lock, I mean, take us through a day, right? Let's take us through a day in which, you know, you're not going to start. What is the prep like? What is the prep like during the game? And then take us through a game where you know you're going to get a start, and how does that differ?
Yeah, I would say it's basically, it's definitely two different preparations. You know, like when I need to be locked in for a night coming off the bench is a little bit different than when I'm starting. Obviously, I try to prepare the exact same way when I get to the field. It's just kind of a mental focus. You know, I'm more so on days where I'm not starting, I'm more so looking into bullpen arms. You know, this year, lefty arms out of the bullpen, you know, righty pickoff moves, different things that, you know, I would potentially be in a situation to come in for later in the game. You know, just getting my body activated. I typically go in like the fifth, sixth inning, back into our weight room and kind of get my body active to be able to run and do the different things that I'm called for. But then, you know, on a start day, obviously, it starts a little bit sooner. I'm prepping for the starter that day, in addition to guys that I could potentially face out of the pen. And, yeah, just basically get my mind squared away much sooner in the day because I need to be ready from the first pitch of the game as opposed to, you know, sixth, seventh inning.
Brandon Lockridge is our guest. Brandon, I want to ask, and thanks for the time as always, but I wanted to ask you about, it's not a lost art anymore. I think it's actually coming back more to baseball, but I'm talking about the stolen base. You have amazing speed. We know that. But at this level, amazing speed does not steal you a base. You have to do a lot of things right to read the pitcher, get the jump, pick the right pitch to go on, etc. What kinds of things do you like to key in on when you're on first base and you know it is a steal situation? Does every pitcher something different, or do you look for the back foot to go up or down on a right-handed pitcher, lefty? How do you read those things?
Yeah, it definitely depends on the pitcher. You know, we have a great support staff that, you know, picks up tips and tells on certain pitchers. I've always been, whether it's hitting or, you know, on base, a simpler thinker. So I try to keep it as simple as possible. You know, my probably first thing I look at on a pitcher is the pickoff move. So if the person has a, you know, above average pickoff move, then my lead length is obviously going to be shorter. So, you know, on certain guys that have, you know, lesser pickoff moves, I can get bigger leads and, you know, be more aggressive on the time. So, you know, that'd probably be the first thing that I, you know, key in on. And then, you know, whether he's a rhythm guy, you know, sometimes you can get guys a little bit fraction of a second better jump based on a rhythm that he does consistently. You know, there's certain things that lefties do, you know, that they don't even know they're doing that, you know, is brought to my attention. So it works out a lot. You know, a lot of the times there's something on just about every pitcher. If you watch the game and pay close enough attention that, you know, you can pick them apart to increase your odds of being safe. And then from a, you know, honing in on the pitcher, I've never been like as much a person to look at one specific body part. It's always kind of been a soft focus. I feel like I react better, you know, with a soft focus, kind of analyzing the whole, you know, his whole body. You can kind of see a lean sometimes, just a ever so slight lean before they go to the plate, and that can give you that fraction of a second to, you know, between out and safe on the back end of the steal. So there's a lot that goes into it. You know, I've kind of adjusted over the years on what helps me, but, you know, those are, you know, for the most part, that's kind of how I evaluate every pitcher when I'm on base. So
it's one of the first things you learn from a vet on a big league team is watch the game. When you watch the game, it teaches you so much just from watching. Brandon Lockridge joins us here. And Brandon, last one for me. You get an opportunity this year to watch some pretty good hitters in this lineup, from Toddy to Arise, to the way Manny's swinging it this year. Are you able to kind of pick some things up from those guys just from watching and being in a cage with them on a consistent basis?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is an unbelievable group. I'm so fortunate to be around this many veterans and this many guys that have played the game at a high level for a long time. There's so much to learn every single night, and it's amazing how receptive all these guys are to, you know, my questions. Like, you know, post-game, I'll be asking Toddy. There was a situation, I don't remember, it was maybe a couple weeks ago where, you know, he was down 0-2 and he got like a fastball up and in off the plate that he turned on for like a line drive homer and an 0-2 count. And, you know, being the kind of hitter I am, you know, I was telling him after the game, I'm like, what were your thoughts there? Like, you know, if I swing at that, I'm either fouling it off or I'm picking my thumbs up out of the batter's box afterwards. Right. You know, you hit it 110 for a homer. And, you know, at the end of the day, obviously Tatis is a different category of hitter than most guys in the entire league. So, you know, hearing his approach, though, it was amazing. It was so simple. He was like, look, at that point, I'm down 0-2. I just tried to get started a little bit sooner and be really short to the baseball. And, you know, while it's probably not physically possible for me to do something like that, it was cool to hear, like, you know, 0-2, sometimes, you know, I'll kind of get sped up with my thinking. And, you know, him hearing him talk, he's calm. He's like, I'm just going to get going sooner and then trust myself to react. So, you know, situations like that, it's little things that what I've picked up is these guys are all super simple thinkers that slow the game down when needed. And, you know, sometimes that's all it takes in the box is to kind of, you know, slow your thoughts down and just breathe and, you know that you're there for a reason. And, you know, that's essentially all of these guys in the lineup. They're it's almost overly simple when it comes to talking approach with these guys. And it's something that, you know, I'm trying to incorporate in my own game more going forward. So
that's great stuff, Brandon. And I'll tell you one thing. I think we're all as happy as you were in March that they made the call to go with Brandon Lockridge this year. It has worked out great. You have certainly made them look like they knew what they were doing. And continued good luck here this year. Keep making it happen for the Padres. And we look forward to catching up with you soon. Thanks for good insight as well. It was fun listening to it.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me. This is awesome.
You betcha.
Take care, Brandon.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.